Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Softball fields at Bicentennial Park set for long-awaited fix. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. After decades of drainage issues at Bicentennial Park softball fields, Campbell County is taking steps towards a solution. According to the Gillette News Record, last week, county commissioners approved a $64,856 contract with landscape architectural firm Steiner Thewson to study the area and design a fix. Rainwater has long flooded the fields, dugouts, and spectator areas due to poor drainage.
Fields are such that when it rains, it'll drain off the fields, but mostly right into that spectator area, and doesn't really have a place to go. And so the Parks and Rec Department's requested a project to do drainage improvements there. And so the goal of this project is to get the water to drain away.
County engineer Clark Milinkovich says experts will assess the park's topography to determine whether gravity can handle the runoff or if a pumping system is needed. Along with drainage improvements, the plan includes new netting and dugouts. A cost estimate will be ready for budget discussions this spring. If approved, this would mark the first major renovation since the fields were built in the 1970s. Wyoming drivers get a new UW license plate option. Wyomingites now have a new way to show their school spirit on the road. According to Cowboy State Daily, the University of Wyoming's new mountain plate is officially available, featuring the school's signature brown and gold, a backdrop of golden mountains, and the iconic bucking horse logo. The plate, designed by YDOT and the UW Alumni Association, replaces the previous UW plate and was chosen after public input. Since 2008, nearly 15,000 UW plates have raised over $1.4 million, mostly for student scholarships. The mountain plate costs $150 plus a $30 YDOT fee and is available to any Wyoming resident. Supporters say it's an attractive alternative to the state's new standard plate design. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.